Ignition, Chapter 9, Stage 8, Optimization. At this point, you'll have some kind of results, good or bad. Often, around 80% of your campaigns won't work as intended, and the remaining 20% will be a winner right out of the gate, the good old 80-20 rule. What most inexperienced entrepreneurs do when they get bad results is get all emotional, declare that the system they're following doesn't work, and throw in the towel, losing all their time, effort, and money invested. The sad truth is that the profit they're looking for is just a few tweaks away at this stage, but they don't know this yet, so they start something new and repeat the cycle. But of course, you're smarter than that, right? Instead, if things didn't go as planned, you need to analyze your results, i.e. why it didn't work out as planned, specifically, and optimize any failing parts of the system, then repeat. After all, the system doesn't just contain one element that works or doesn't work, it's comprised of multiple different elements that follow on from each other, and have to all work together. Because they're all connected and some web pages are more compelling to people than others, just one failing element can affect your results for everything else in your profit process too, causing a bottleneck. Therefore, when most people get terrible results, it's often because something isn't as compelling as it should be at the very beginning of their profit process, which is affecting everything else that comes after it. See how that works? Fortunately, we can find the details of how well each page works or converts from analytics services such as Google Analytics or right in the stats area of your ClickFunnels account. Here's an example of a failing profit process before being optimized. Let's start with a squeeze page, which gets 20% of your visitors to sign up for your free lead magnet. Those people are presented with the confirmation page and front-end offer sales page, of which 50% of those people visit the order form for your front-end offer. From the people who view the order form, 20% of them complete it and process their order successfully. From there, 40% of people choose to purchase upsell 1, 30% of people choose to purchase upsell number 2, and 10% of people choose to purchase upsell number 3. Now we have all the data in front of us, we can identify that the squeeze page only having a 20% opt-in rate is restricting the amount of leads going through the funnel. However, if we test a new headline, product graphic, bio section or similar to increase the opt-in rate to 40%, i.e. where it should be for most niches, then you effectively double your results and sales throughout the rest of your profit process. And sometimes that's all it takes, just a small tweak to the copy on the page design or layout, or the marketing angle you're using, then your results jump to match your expectations. However, there are many things that influence your results, including the time of day, day of the week, time of the year, traffic quality, traffic source, and much more. So, if you just make the change to the current version of the page, it isn't a fair comparison to your previous results, as these other things could be influencing your results too. That's why it's super important that you split test every change you make. This involves duplicating your existing page, making the change on that new version while keeping the original page the same, then using a split testing software. I prefer the split testing feature within ClickFunnels, Visual Website Optimizer at VWO.com, or Optimizely, to equally split your traffic between the two versions and track your desired outcome for you. Hence the term split test, as you're splitting the traffic between two or more versions of a page to test which works the best by looking at the results of each version after enough traffic has been split between the different versions. Although you can split test pretty much anything you want, the biggest boosts in results will come from the biggest changes. For example, split testing a different product graphic may only get you a small increase in sales, but split testing a completely different marketing angle for your sales copy can massively increase your sales from the same quantity of traffic. That's ultimately what this is about, trying to create the best possible version of your page to squeeze as many results as possible out of your traffic. Here's why. Let's say we have 1,000 visitors multiplied by a 1% conversion rate. That's 10 sales, which is $270 in sales for a $27 product. Whereas those same 1,000 visitors multiplied by a 6% conversion rate is 60 sales, which is $1,620 in sales for the same $27 product. Yep, that's from the same amount of traffic. Here are my go-to elements to test for a brand new sales page. 1. The price of the product. Sometimes a low $27 price will get you more net profit than a higher price of $47 due to more front-end sales and therefore more customers buying products from the upsell sequence. 2. The marketing angle of the sales copy. For example, try focusing on different main benefits for the products to see which appeals most to your customers. What do they really want? 3. The first 500 words of the sales page, which copywriters call the lead-in. This is what hooks people into reading the rest of the page or closing the window altogether. So it has the most impact on your results above everything else. 4. Graphics and general page design. Whenever I've hired a graphic designer trained in direct response marketing to make the page more visually appealing, it's increased my sales every time. So, now it's standard procedure after we know an offer is resonating with people. Definitely worth a one-time flat fee investment. 5. Adding more buy buttons throughout the sales page versus just at the end. When people need more persuading, typically leaving the buy buttons until the bottom of the page works better, but sometimes your prospects are more ready to buy than you think, which is when scattering them throughout your page in relevant places helps to boost your sales. There are plenty more ideas you can test, and this testing process is only limited by your own creativity. These small split tests can, and should, be done to every step of your profit process, and also to your advertising campaigns too. For advertising campaigns, you'll want to test, in this order, 1. Different images for your ad. Try to make them as different as possible. 2. Adding a short video ad versus the winning static image from the previous test. 3. Your main ad copy. 4. Your ad's headline, usually below the image for Facebook ads. 5. Your ad CTA button, e.g. learn more, download, sign up, and so on. 6. Your ad's description, usually below the headline for Facebook ads. Fortunately, this becomes pretty easy to do with the use of the dynamic creative option within your ad set settings. Just turn it on, then you can create multiple variations of the same ad. Just keep in mind that the more variations you have running at the same time, the more traffic and therefore advertising budget you'll need to find the winners. Once you've found the winners and have optimized every step in your profit process to get a positive ROI, it's simply a matter of scaling your advertising campaign in 3 main ways. Method number 1 is budget scaling, to increase the daily budget on each ad set. Although it's tempting to make huge leaps in budget here, like going from $20 per day to $1,000 per day in the hopes of buying a private jet next week, the key is to do it gradually. Otherwise, the advertising algorithm won't know what to do and will reduce your results in a big way. So, if you're starting at $20 per day, instead of going straight to $200 per day, change it first to $30 per day. Wait 3 days, then to $50 per day. Wait another 3 days, then to $75 per day. Wait another 3 days, then to $100 per day. Guess what? Wait another 3 days, then increase your budget by increments of $50 every 3 days or so. Even then, the 3-day period may not be long enough for the algorithm to stabilize again. So, if your results go all out of whack, reduce it back down to the previous daily budget and wait a little longer between increments. It's tedious, but unfortunately the best way to keep your results on track. Method 2 is audience scaling, to create more ad sets targeting new audiences you haven't tested before. Around 50% 50% of the audiences you test won't get you very good results, but the other half will be viable and can be used to scale how many people see your ads. You should also test the lookalike audience feature of your customers here, but keep in mind this usually requires an audience size of at least 1,000 people to create an audience that works well for you. Method number three is offer scaling, to create more offers to advertise to your winning audiences, e.g. lead magnets and front-end products leading people into your proven upsell sequence. This requires the most work, however, and probably won't be needed until you're reaching at least 6 to 7 figures per year in most niches. There are plenty of other tricks and methods you can use too, but these three are the main ones which always work for me when done correctly. But what if you don't know what to test across your entire business because you aren't sure what people want? This is when you revisit the research stage and have as many conversations with your potential customers as possible. Typically, when working with a new client, I'll visit places where their ideal prospects hang out, including Facebook groups closely related to their topic, message boards or forums, and similar. Then I'll ask them to complete a short 3-question survey asking 1. Which aspects they want to learn more about, 2. What their biggest problem is right now, and 3. If we designed a perfect product to help you, what would you want it to be like? Of course, nobody will jump out of their shoes to answer a survey, so it's usually best to incentivize them to do so by offering a chance to win a $10 Amazon gift card for all completed entries. If you can, you should also ask them for a follow-up conversation on the phone to delve deeper into their answers, again, incentivizing them to do so in some way. It may seem like an unnecessary expense at this point, but understanding what your customers actually want instead of what you think they want is the most valuable thing you can do in your business, and it is the number one thing stopping you from hitting 6 or 7 figures in the next few months. As soon as you've revisited what your customers actually want, you just need to edit your marketing to give it to them, preferably using the exact same language they use, the exact same problems they're experiencing, and the exact same emotions they are going through. This will hit their emotional bullseye, so they see you as a perfect fit to help them. When doing all this testing and extended research, you'll start to see this venture as a real business instead of a side project or hobby, even if you're working on your laptop in your underwear. This is great because if you see it as a hobby, you'll earn a hobby income. But if you see it as a business, you'll earn a business income. It's the mindset that matters. Then because you know your prospects inside and out, your results keep getting better and better. People around you start noticing and asking you what you're doing and how you did it. In my case, I was able to quit my day job at this point and focus on running and growing this business full time. The people who were originally doubting me were now asking for advice and congratulating me. They were confused at how I was able to earn more than they do while working from home and without having to endure the dreaded daily commute. They were shocked when I took a month-long vacation in Italy, then soon after I got back, posted a photo on Facebook of my newly purchased Maserati Gran Turismo Sport, as they assumed I was a failure because I didn't have a high-profile job like an accountant, lawyer, or something in the banking industry. It was a pretty good feeling. But there's one thing that really catapulted my success even further, which we'll cover in the next stage of growing your online business.